For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and slew them with the sword, my father David not knowing thereof, to wit, Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah.
Said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say? Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God.
And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things, and heard him gladly. Shall we give, or shall we not give? But he, knowing the hypocrisy, said unto them, Why tempt ye me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias, not knowing what he said. But he, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house falleth. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he said, And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and stripes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, pervert. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender stripes. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, knowing that he that is such is subverted, and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Having confidence in thy obedience, I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts and